In a world where gender equality by 2030 is at its peak of achievement, we are committed to leaving no one behind. In line with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, nothing about us without us. I am Nene Bassi, and this is my story. I come from Akwa Ibom, a vibrant state in the south-south region of Nigeria. It's famous for its natural beauty and cultural richness. It's also known for being abundant in mineral resources like petroleum and is home to many skilled traditional craftsmen. The area is comprised of three major tribes, the Ibibio, Anang, and Oron, and boasts large forests. But what makes me treasure this place the most is the infrastructural development, especially the International Sports Stadium and Worship Center. Also, the state's culinary delights such as afang, coconut rice, edika ikong, and the native jollof rice called MTN due to its yellow color. But I and others like me living with albinism don't always get to enjoy all this wondrous beauty because of the silent killer of African people living with albinism, skin cancer. As a child, my parents were overprotective, often forbidding me from playing outside with other children to protect me from the harsh sun rays and any discrimination. I thought they were doing me more harm than good. Let me take you back to a painful memory. It was a sunny day on the 1st of October. My peers planned to go to the stadium to partake in the Independence Day celebrations. This time I decided to sneak out to watch the Independence Day match without any sun protective gear, such as long-sleeved clothing and a wide-brimmed hat. I was young, curious, and patriotic. I suffered severe sunburn that left me in agony for months. It was at this precise moment that I was confronted as a child with the harsh reality of living with albinism and understood why my parents protected me from the sun. The sun took a toll on my forehead, nose, hand, chin, and all the parts that my clothes didn't cover. I went home crying. My parents ran to check on my sunburn and wondered. Though they knew what happened, I refused to admit the obvious, fearful of any consequent punishment for not listening to my parents. This was the first time I was aware of some of the climate implications on my life, but it was only during my adolescence that I began to really understand the health and social challenges linked to living with albinism. I faced discrimination and isolation in school due to vision difficulties. Indeed, vision impairment, inherent to most forms of albinism, is more pronounced in the sub-Saharan region where Nigeria is located due to the bright sunlight and the limited access to healthcare. Some students mocked me, while some refused to associate with me. Despite the stigma, supportive teachers provided their notes, which helped me excel academically. It took me several months to be able to realize that no matter how much people discriminated against me, my Creator did not make any mistakes bringing me into this world. As I progressed to the university, I found more acceptance among my peers, who value my intelligence and skills in subjects such as science and technical drawing. However, the real struggle began after my graduation, when my dreams of joining the National Security Forces was repeatedly crushed due to my albinism. I applied almost 10 times to be close to making it. I applied for Nigerian Air Force, Nigerian Immigration, Nigerian Police, and Customs. At the very end of my screening in the Nigerian Navy exams, one of my officers mockingly asked me if I saw any other applicant in the National Forces who have my complexion, meaning anyone with albinism. He asked me three times to leave the exam venue, but I stood my ground. I didn't want to shake. I was ready to show him Pepe. I was determined to finish my exams. I was determined to finish no matter the outcome. When I submitted my papers, the officer tore my exam papers in front of me. He did this in front of all the other finalists, shattering my hopes and highlighting the systematic discrimination people with albinism face. I was beaten and battered. I felt the world was not fit for me. I wanted a decent job that could put food on the table and help me contribute meaningfully to society. My story is not unique. In Nigeria, individuals with albinism are often stigmatized, labeled as witches, a curse, or a mermaid, or face social exclusion. The simple experience of taking public transport or seeking direction is fraught with rejection, fear, and insults, leading many, including myself, to prefer solitude and self-imposed isolation. Did I make myself the way I am? Of course not. The social-economic implication of health and social realities are compounded by climate change, which has exacerbated the challenges faced by people living with albinism in Akwa Ibom, Nigeria, and beyond. My region, heavily impacted by petroleum mining and pollution, experiences severe climate effects like acid rain and increased skin cancer rates. Indeed, the prevalence of skin cancer among young persons with albinism has reached alarming rates, claiming lives in their 20s and 30s, with 3 to 5 deaths every 6 months. I can recount heartbreaking stories of friends with albinism suffering from skin cancer, expressing despair and resignation about their lives. The economic burden of protective measures, especially sunscreen, is prohibitively high, making it inaccessible to many. A single bottle of sunscreen can cost between $10 to $35, an unaffordable luxury for most people with albinism. If exposed to the sun, it is recommended to be applied every 2 hours. In Nigeria, many people with albinism hardly earn $35 per month. My awareness of how climate change has impacted my life and community has driven me to advocate for better protection. There's a lack of centralized support for people with albinism and a dire need for affordable medical assistance for skin cancer prevention and treatment. Concrete measures such as adaptive devices, copies of notes, and digital tools, among others, are needed to accommodate visual impairment, which otherwise hinders educational pursuits. Economic inequalities further compound these challenges, leaving many people with albinism struggling to compete and thrive in society. If we're in good health and we are educated, we can navigate through society. We are brains that need to be molded, to be given a touch of enforcement so we can bloom and scale up our potential. Despite the obstacles, I remain determined to make a difference. Since the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with Disability now offers protection for people with disabilities, including albinism, I have become a passionate disability advocate. Today, I'm a 2024 Mandela Washington Fellow, a disability climate advocate, a teacher by profession, and recently worked as a special assistant to the governor on persons with disabilities in Akwa Ibom State. I'm also an active member of the Advocacy for Persons with Albinism Network, APAN, a national organization supporting over 200 members across Nigeria. In these roles, I emphasize the importance of self-protection from skin cancer and discrimination, community support, and resilience in the face of climate change. My advocacy work focuses on raising awareness about the unique needs of people with albinism and pushing for their inclusion in climate change discussions. I also want to call for systematic changes, such as integrating climate change education into primary school curricula and making sunscreen available, accessible, and affordable as an essential consumable medicine for persons with albinism, by supporting the global call to the World Health Organization to re-add sunscreen to the list of essential medicines. If I could advise my younger self, I would tell her to run away from the sun as much as possible. Better yet, be sun smart, dress appropriately, be very intentional about your skin, protect it jealously and diligently, for your skin is your identity. I want a world where people with albinism have access to education, support, and free healthcare services. I dream that all individuals with albinism can live without fear of sunburn, to be recognized and included in society, and to have their potential nurtured and developed.